As time went on, I respected my father, and I tried not to do anything to hurt him. I guess I feared my father, mm-hmm. but I was not afraid of him. Mm-hmm. I feared him because I respected him, mm-hmm. you know? That's different from being afraid of people. I wasn't afraid of my dad. Mm-hmm. I just feared mm-hmm. even my elders, you know, because mm-hmm. I respected them. And when I came back here, like I had to go to Waskaganisht. I was only here for a month, and he took me to Waskaganisht to work there for a while, mm-hmm. and I made friends there. That's how I picked up that East Coast language as well, and I was lonely when I was there. So in September, when the last boat came up to Waskaganisht, that lady let me come home because I was too lonesome. And I come here, and then I was here now. Then I came back in the last boat in September or the beginning of October or something, and then it wasn't freeze up yet when my dad sent me to Sulakot to go work there for a lady, and I was there till March. And everything I did what my father told me, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I did it. I didn't say no, I don't want to. No, I don't want to go there because I don't know those people. I didn't say that. I just went because when I was at school, we were taught to obey, mm-hmm. you know. So, but in the long run, it didn't hurt me. Maybe at the time I thought it did, but it didn't hurt me, you know, mm-hmm. because you have to learn to do what you are told to do. In my case, whether you like it or not, it's not that I was forced. Mm-hmm. It's not that I did it that I was afraid mm-hmm. if I didn't do what I was asked to do. Mm-hmm. As I said, I feared my dad, but mm-hmm. I feared him out of respect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then when I came back here from out in Cochrane, dude, I started working around here too, because he told me, you have to work. I can't afford to feed you the way you're used to have eating when you're in a residential school. You ate three meals a day. But here, when you came back here, you know, I noticed they had bannock and tea in the morning, big bannock and tea, you know, mm-hmm. or like that. Eh? Mm-hmm. So that's what he told me. I went to work because he told me to go to work, and I was able to work. But that's the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about how my people lived, mm-hmm. how they survived, mm-hmm. and what kind of a religion or anything like that that they did, eh? Mm-hmm. Like they do now, like they have these old traditional ways. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of that. Mm-hmm. It's just from stories that I hear, that's all. Mm-hmm. I'd never encountered any of that stuff, that way of life, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about it, but nevertheless, what I have to say, like I had seven children mm-hmm. living, and they all had to leave home as soon as they finished elementary school to go out to school there, mm-hmm. and lots of times they wanted to come home, and I told them, no, you can't come home. You have to stay out there, and you have to. Go to high school, and I told them, finish high school, that's all I ask of you. What you do after high school is your own, you know, mm-hmm. after you're done high school, I won't tell them go back to school again, mm-hmm. it's up to them,